Hare Krishna. So we are reading the Adi Leela. This is Adi Leela, chapter 13, text 84. This is the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. And on the board we have 83. Is correct? Translation with a small purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Prabhupada. Sachimata told her husband, "I see wonderfully brilliant human beings appearing in outer space as if offering prayers." Purport. Jagannath Mishra was honored by everyone on the earth and was supplied with all necessities. Similarly, Madhusachi saw many demigods in outer space offering prayers to her because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence in her womb. Oma jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya chakshurumalitam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tatati Svapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangalanga Vetengri Yat Kripa Tamam Bande Shri Guru Dinatarina. By the mercy of the spiritual master, blind men can see stars in the sky. By the mercy of the spiritual master, lame men can cross mountains. And by the mercy of the spiritual master, a dumb man like me can speak eloquently. I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Budaleshi Madhi Tamala Krishna Viswam Tinamni. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Butale Shimati Bhakti Vidanda Swamini Tinamini. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesh Shinavati Paskara Desatarini. My humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava present and who are not present. Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayivacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Namo Nama. Sachikae Muni Dekon Akasa Upare Divya Murti Loka Sabayena Stutikare. Sachimata told her husband, "I see wonderfully brilliant human beings appearing in outer space as if offering prayers." Sachimata, who is the wife of Jagannath Mishra, she had this vision of this wonderful demigods, especially ladies, and later on will be described in a few next verses, that those ladies, special ladies, not just ordinary ladies from the heavenly planets, but it is Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes that those ladies, they were praying, and they were none other than the wife of Lord Brahma, dressed as ordinary damsel, who is Saraswati, and the wife of Lord Nrisingadev, Lakshmi Devi, and they all had prayers and gift. The wives of Indra, Archie, and so the wives of the main demigods, the chief demigods, and the also incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you could see that you can understand how important is this child who is appeared into the womb of Sachimata. And as we heard yesterday, that Jagannath Mishra was in jubilation. It is described that Jagannath Mishra, when Lord Chaitanya manifests in his heart, then he transferred this phenomena, this beautiful beautiful child into the heart of Sachimata. And that process is called Anakudundubi. It is said that Anakudundubi, one just like Vasudevi did with Devaki. So anybody can adopt this phenomena of Anakudundubi. Just like when you love someone, Anakudundubi means when you transfer whatever is in your heart, you transfer it into the heart of another person. When you love someone, then the receiver, he feels it. And that is the passage of the goods. You have something, you have some sympathy for someone, and then you can transfer. So this is phenomenal. It's actually preaching. Just like when you go out and preach a few words of Krishna to someone, then you're transferring the content of your heart to another person. And it can be done by giving out a book to someone. It can be done by when you chant the holy name of Krishna. Or when you give some prasadam, when you give a friendship to someone, or when you give a gift to someone. So, but the highest gift is whatever goods you have in your heart. That it is actually something very intimate. That you treasure. You may, there are external things that we give out to the loved ones, but there are internal goods that we only give it out to special people who are very close to us. So, and the highest gift that we can give to someone is Krishna. So, Jagannath Mishra gave this gift of Lord Chaitanya to his wife. And he was in great jubilation. As we heard yesterday, actually the Lord is appearing at every moment somewhere in the universe. Or if you don't feel it, it can appear in your heart when you pray. It is not that you have to wait for Gopranima or for Janmashtami to feel the appearance of the Lord. But actually, it can appear anytime, at any moment. we heard yesterday from Sri Radharaman Prabhu that the cry of Dvaitacharya, that was very, it was a special cry because there was darkness over the world before Lord Chaitanya appeared. There was the There was actually the everybody. There were so many Mayavadis. Everybody had their own concept of philosophy, and so much sinful activities. And Advaitacharya, he's actually God himself, but he prayed and cried for the descent of Sriman Mahaprabhu. And you could see that here the Lord appears. He comes on the plea of Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur, because they would preach together, isn't it, these two. They were both God brothers, disciple of Madhavendra Puri, and therefore they were like uncles, in one sense, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, because they were God brothers of the spiritual master of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Ishvara Puri. Is it correct? Yeah. So, and Haridas Thakur, he was very anxious because he suffered all his life as a preacher. Since the time he took birth, we know that he was a Lord Brahma himself, and he came to mitigate from the offense that he committed to the Lord by stealing away all the cows and the cowboys, and we know the pastime that Lord Brahma, he felt ashamed to try to impress the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So for a few seconds, just a small, tiny offense, for a few seconds, he wanted to test if this little boy was God or not. So he took away all his the paraphernalia, the relationship that the cowboys and the cows and the calf and Krishna's friends. So, and but Krishna, he expanded himself in all these creatures, and they so Lord Brahma became struck with wonder. This is not an ordinary personality, and he realized that he made an offense, an apparat to the Lord, and so in this way he wanted to mitigate from the offense, and he took birth in the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not even as an ordinary man, but as a Muslim. In a life of a Muslim family, and not only as a Muslim, but he self-denigrated himself by undergoing to so much test and penance and abuse from the other living entities. I don't think there is any devotees who suffered the Adibodhika more than Srila Haridas Thakur. Adibodhika means suffering from other living entities. He was bitten and again and again and again by the Islamic state, you know, And he was actually left to death. And then when he regained his consciousness, again they started to beat him. We could see the life of Jesus. You know, he was beaten and then crucified. Haridas Thakur was suffering not in a less way. He was actually... It's more close? Oh, far. Okay. He was... is it better? Okay. I don't want to be in the ears of... So Haridas Thakur was actually tortured. How many times? 21 times. In different marketplaces. For what? What was the crime? The crime was to chant the names of Krishna. you could see that this oppression has always been there. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. And he would suffer externally, but internally would always, he was always waiting for the advent of the Lord. He felt so lonely for so long, preaching door to door, being rejected. Him and Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya would give Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam classes every morning and evening, and they would hold the kirtans with other senior, other god brothers, Srivas Thakur. And so in this way, they were just waiting, and the preaching was a struggle. Actually, the preaching didn't really blossom until Mahaprabhu came. And then it is said when the Lord appeared, the sun and the moon, they felt ashamed to exist because the Lord was more effulgent and brilliant than thousands of suns and thousands of moons. So the sun and the moon, they tried to hide, but nowhere to hide, because Mahaprabhu effulgence was so radiant. And in this way, darkness was gone, and there was some hope and some light into the this age of Kali. And it's not long time ago. It's just 500 years ago. Kali Yuga started 32,000 years. Is that correct? 32,000 years started. No, 27 more to come. 5,000 they've already been used up. 5,000 years of Kali, 432,000 years. So 5,000 years is just the first day of Kali. Isn't it? It's not much. And out of these 5,000, only 500 years ago, it's just like a few hours ago that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's like if you want to go from here to Soho Street and you, with a piece of string, you know, 432,000 kilometer or whatever, you know, if you calculate what is 5,000 years, it's like, you know, from here to probably the entrance of the door of the manor, the distance of the string. And Lord Chaitanya, so close, it was just like yesterday he came. And that's why we can still feel the bhakti shakti of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So wonderful that I remember that a year ago, while I was doing a book distribution, it just came to me, to my mind, I was actually reading this passage, the Adi Lila, chapter 13, and it was probably a couple of months or 3 months before Gopurnim. And usually, when I do book distribution, I like to occasionally to meditate or to mantra upasana. You know, I chant when I go car to car, and you have to try to surrender to distribute books. Otherwise, if you are on a mental platform, then nothing happened. And just the meditation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so imposing in my mind that I was contemplating. I said, I have to go and read in the Chaitanya Charitamrita what is this advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And I just went into this great interest of his life, you know, why we worship him. People, I mentioned the name to the karmi, you know, to the people. When I meet them, I give them the books. But nobody knows him. Nobody knows the names of Gaur Nitai. They may hear the name of the Hare Krishnas or the Buddhists, the Hindus. But if you mention the name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's actually unknown still. So I think the atomic bomb hasn't taken off yet. It's still yet to come, isn't it, Govinda? I don't think we have exploded properly. And this song came to my mind because I was reading how Advaitacharya, I mean, he's a god himself, a Vishnu, and he was struggling. What to speak of us? Struggling, and he asked for help to the Lord to come. And Haridas Thakur went through all this difficulty, and he was also praying for the Lord to come. And I was reading, and I came up with this song of Lord Chaitanya. That's how my song came up, by reading this chapter. Would you like to hear it? Lord Chaitanya is coming, my friend. Everyone, happy in the end. Chant and dance and clap your hands. He's shining more than sunlight. Tomorrow will be more bright. Call out Goranitai. Goranitai. You are my life and soul, Gauranga. You are my only hope in my heart. It was like I wrote this song in the mood of Haridas Thakur, Advaitacharya, all these great devotees. And then goes, the dark is gone from my soul. I can see the light again. I can feel you and I love you, my Lord. I felt so lonely for so long. And now I'm with you once again. And I missed you and I need you, my Lord. This was the mood of Haridas Thakur. Because all his life he felt lonely. Waiting for the Lord to come, and meantime suffering for all of us. So we have to give a great deal of thank you to Haridas Thakur, Advaitacharya. It's because of them we got Mahaprabhu. And then, Lord Chaitanya is dancing in my heart when I share his mercy with someone. So much joy is spreading all around, and life is so short, you know. One day we all have to go. Call out Goranitai. I remember when I read Advaitacharya, he was in ecstasy like this. He was preaching to everybody. Life is short. Wake up. One day we all have to go. And he was dancing and chanting in ecstasy and becoming like a madman. And him and Haridas Thakur, they were, it's all described in the previous verses before the advent of Mahaprabhu. And in this way, they would induce the open up their mood, induce this ecstasy of this advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the heart of the people. So, and here you can see that Jagannath Mishra also was in ecstasy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a great personality, was coming. And Sachi Mata, was so jubilant that immediately they start to worship the Shalagram Shila that they had in the house with great love and devotion. And they could understand that the personality coming was none other than the Shalagram Shila personified. So this is the gift of Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur to all of us. And only we have to do to reciprocate is to actually carry on this process of Anakudundubi, transfer this Krishna consciousness process to the heart of other souls through, as I said before, preaching and giving association to those who have forgotten the concept of God. So and this is called the Jiva Doya. Jiva Doya is the science of giving compassion and mercy to the forgotten souls. We in this way we are adopting so many devotees. Like yesterday we heard the concept of adoption. I'm adopting these two children here that you see as my disciples or nephew. They're very affectionate. Every time they see me, they go in ecstasy. These are the children of Radharaman Prabhu. See, you can adopt a devotee. You can, when I go out on book distribution, sometimes devotees, they ask life members to adopt a child in Vrindavan, an orphan, or to adopt. Adoption is actually the greatest charitable gift that we can give. Srila Prabhupada adopts all of us as his children. Disciple is not just the denomination of disciples that we have, but we are often called the grandchildren of Srila Prabhupada, or the sons of Srila Prabhupada, his disciples. And we are all in this family. We are all adopted by somebody. Just like when Raghunath Das Goswami, he surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, he gave him in adoption to Swarup Damodar. And that's why his name became very famous as Raghu of Swarup. Of Swarup, we belong to Swarup Damodar. So yesterday I was asking that question, who adopted this great incarnation of Varahadev? And Radharaman Prabhu enlightened me that the wife of Lord Brahma became the adopting mother, Saraswati, the mother of Vamana. Even though I never read it anywhere, but it's logic. It's actually, it makes sense, because Fidafahambija Pradapita, Lord Brahma was the father, the seed-giving father of Varaha. So naturally, the wife of Lord Brahma became the mother of Varaha. And Bharat was adopted as well. We have so many great personality like Radheya. He was adopted by by a charioteer. And who else we have? Any more example of adoption? We have a living devotee, Matsyavatar in Italy. He adopted a boy whose parents, they passed away. They were great Sangitan devotees. I don't know if you heard the name Namahatta Prabhu. and his wife, they were actually in the early 80s. I remember when I joined. I probably joined 2-3 years before him. But 82, 83, he was already a great book distributor as a new bhakta. You remember Namahatta Prabhu. What was the name of his wife? Lalita something, yeah. But in any case, he was a very skinny, very small devotee. But he had someone traveling with him who would drive the van. The van filled up with books. And wherever he would go, he would create this magic, you know, distributing so many books. Rasamani, that's Alasama, yeah. And he was just, it was unheard before. He was the biggest in the world for some years. And very humble, extremely humble soul. But he died at a young age. His wife died. They left the child behind. And Matsyavatar Prabhu adopted this boy, and he's a great devotee. He's married now, and he has parents, and it's so wonderful. So this is the science of Krishna consciousness. It's all about adoption. It's like Jagannath Mishra. God actually has no parents. He's the oldest. From time immemorial, when he existed, we were not manifested. We were within him. So he's Hambija Pradapita, the seed-giving father. So who can be the parent of God? But still, out of love, he allows some jiva to adopt him. Jagannath Mishra and Mother Sachimata and Vasudev, Devaki, Yashoda, and Nanda Maharaj. So you can adopt a person as a friend, as a disciple, a spiritual master. He's adopting a disciple. So this is adoption. It doesn't just mean feeding someone, taking care of, clothing someone, and looking after that person, but also to be a shiksha to someone. And adoption is something, not a temporary thing. If you love someone and you want to nourish someone, then you do it consistently, persistently, and insistently. Not that there is a separation from the adopter and the adopted. So this concept of it's so wonderful. Lord Chaitanya, he adopted so many devotees, disciples, into the signs of love of Krishna. And we can carry on the same thing by giving some affection and care to somebody else. That's what it means, Krishna consciousness. It's actually one beautiful process of adoption. Because nobody belongs to any, even my own son, I don't think he belongs to me. I'm adopting him, really, in one sense. Because in previous lives, maybe somebody else's son. Yesterday was his birthday, and it was my house was like filled up with 40, 50 youth. All these wonderful children, you know. And I could see on each face, they were actually on a journey. For many lives, you know, they've been sages or maybe philosophers or yogis. They've been through, so many parents. And they ended up in there, in my house, and I was thinking, are these children belonging to us? No, they're on a journey. We're just adopting. They're on a journey towards Krishna. It may take one life, it may take few lifetimes. Who knows? We're all passing through in this world. And so therefore, whoever comes across under our shelter, we have to be true to those dependent on us by giving them the greatest gift, anakadundubi. Whatever good we have in our heart, you transfer it, the passage of love, the friendship, and the link between that person and Krishna. So connect them to Krishna. As I said, you could do through books, you could do through prasada distribution, you could do through arranging, like Radharaman Prabhu was telling me, is arranging some programs for wealthy people and inviting Bhattacharya Swami to come and give a talk to them. So this is a way to create a bridge from these souls. It's not that a rich man, it's not potentially a devotee of God. We call them materialistic. They're all suffering souls like us. There is no difference between a rich man, a poor man. If someone has an influence with these people, Prabhupada said, you could do, if you preach, to one important person, a politician or a rich man, that is like distributing millions of books because they have influence on other jivas. So it's so interesting that book distribution, it doesn't just mean street, or you could do on a one-to-one, you preach to one politician, and then he can, if you change him, he can change the world. Or if you can't do that, then you preach to the mass. So that's why we try to do both. But of course, we can't really, it's difficult, to preach to those type of people, politicians, wealthy people, because they're attached to their situation, to their environment. And therefore, we try with a mass distribution. Both they are important. So in this way that everybody gets the chance to connect with Krishna. So it's 8:40. I don't know on Saturday what time they adjourn the class. 8:30 or? Okay. So if there's any questions, I want to leave 5 minutes for questions or any comments.